Hello everyone, and welcome to a new episode of Lost in Translation. This time we're covering Digimon Adventure : 2020, episode 57, Contact from the Catastrophe. I'm May, and this time I'm joined by the lovely Quinn, and of course, the equally lovely Evie.
Hello.
And I don't think we have any housekeeping this week, I don't think, because I have internet now, so I have nothing to talk about except for Digimon.
Oh, but sorry about last week.
It happens. I have fresh
batteries now.
Yay. But it is kind of like one of us is cursed each week and we take turns cursing the recording. Like it's been my internet, it's been Evie's microphone. I think at one point it was Quinn's microphone and internet at some point too. We've all cursed the podcast equally, so it was just Evie's turn. And hopefully nobody is too cursed this week. So let's cross our fingers and touch wood and move on to the show. Hello everyone, it's May from the editing time, and I have some bad news. So while we just discussed about how we're cursed and we take turns being cursed, I took the last like maybe 2 hours trying to fix Quinn's audio. What happened is that at random intervals, her audio would just randomly, maybe it paused recording or something, because it would sort of be delayed by a random interval of time, every random interval of time. So it was really hard to sort of pin down how to fix the syncing. Originally, I thought that it was just at one point it stopped and stuffed up, but it turns out that it was actually like hundreds of times throughout the recording. And after getting basically virtually nowhere after 2 hours, I've unfortunately made the decision to cut Quinn out of the episode. Quinn's asleep right now, so I haven't really asked her if that's okay, but I'm sure she'll understand that. Yeah, the audio was fairly unusable, and I'm sure she's very sorry about that, but it's basically just, as we mentioned at the start of the show, it's just the curse that we have. So just quickly, I'll go through her review of the episode now, so hopefully we don't have too many blanks. Again, I'll try to make this episode as, like, cohesive without Quinn as possible, but as I said, I've already wasted 2 hours of editing trying to fix it, and I kind of want to have this episode out and ready, and I won't be able to do that if I do, like, the full edits job and make it sort of, like, sort of so you don't miss her, basically. But I'm sure you'll miss her anyway. So Quinn's rating of this episode was 2.5. Quinn put this episode in 37th place. So between episode 48 and the attack of Mugendramon, and episode 3 and to the digital world. So it's in 37th place there. And of course, as Quinn does, her favourite character was the exploding Taichi. So very, very sorry about that. I tried to keep her in the episode, but it sort of was taking, it would have taken me, I don't think it was even feasible for me to edit Quinn back right, because it was just at every random time, and it's not like it was out by 5 seconds each time. Sometimes it was 3 seconds, one time it was a minute and a half. It was just really hard to edit, and I don't think it's feasible, because there's no rhyme or reason to why her audio, like where her audio was fragmenting. So yeah, I did my best, and hopefully this episode isn't too hard to listen to with us basically just talking to an invisible Quinn, but I think it's better than randomly Quinn talking 5 minutes ahead of the conversation while we're talking about something that we won't address for another 5 minutes. So sorry about that, and I hope you enjoy the show as best you can. Maybe next week we won't be cursed. Oh, but if you do want to hear Quinn's thoughts, you can also become a Patreon supporter for $10, well, as little as $10, and then you get the raw version, which I did upload, so that has Quinn's audio in it as well, so you can try to listen to that, but I don't think it'd be particularly fun, because, as I said, she is fairly far ahead of the conversation a lot of the time, and then sometimes she's behind. It's wild, but if you wanted to listen to that, be my guest. It's there on Patreon. Enjoy, and I hope this show isn't too distractingly terrible. Okie dokie, I guess. On to the show, then. I would like to point out that Anime Lab only offered the options of having this episode in either 360p or 480p. That's something I really want to stress, which is just like I was sitting there saying, maybe it automatically detected like a lower resolution for some reason. That's weird. My internet's very fast. It shouldn't be doing that. Oh, well, I'm just going to change it to 1080p or something. And then I went to the options and saw that they weren't giving me the option to. So,
you know what? That
my
is
screenshots, because it makes the episode better.
Because Tai Chi is such low quality.
Yeah. That's sort of like the joke my brain made at the time. And I was like, huh. But it was more like, Adventure : only available in low quality for reasons. But anyway, so it was, yeah. So I only could watch this episode in 360 or 480p. I chose 480p, by the way, but I don't think at that point you really like, it was just so, all my screenshots are just comparatively so fuzzy compared to every other time. And also because the subtitles are actually like, hard-coded into the actual video, the subtitles were also squiggly, so that was fun. But I have no idea why. I wish they wouldn't have that. Like, I'm fairly certain they usually give me, like, the full array of resolutions, but it happened.
It was an experiment to see if you could spot the real resolution.
It was, and I think I passed because it was bad. It was like the time, I think, it was episode 30, the other Tai Chi episode, where the subtitles took up the entire screen.
That was amazing.
I'm not sure if everyone remembers that. Yeah, it was great. I think Anime Lab has fixed it now, but I know that it took them about a week. But anyway, so on to the actual synopsis. So Joe is at the hot springs, and Agumon and Tai Chi are hoping that Patamon is recovered, but they don't even ask about Tailmon, which is just weird. Like, I hope Patamon's recovered. Who cares about Tailmon? It's weird. Yeah. Yeah, I got that, but still, like, who cares? And then we immediately have, like, the best shot of Tailmon, because it turns out that Tailmon just really loves the onsen, and this makes me really happy. Like, she looks so comfortable, and that makes me happy. Same. I love onsens, but again, I can only go to the scary ones, apparently. Mm. At least I have I come wielding stories. But anyway, so we find out that this onsen has been named the Kiddo Onsen after Joe. So that's kind of cool. You got to name the onsen. And yeah, I'm just really happy to see Tailmon happy. I feel like she's kind of deserved it after being stressed about Millenniummon for like a billion years. So that's fine. She's earned it. I just want like the adventures of the Digimon just having a good time and just relaxing in the onsen. Like honestly, like I know that there doesn't have to be plot. Just give me like, the Atmon spin-off manga, the Atmon Gakuen, I think it was called. Oh, you mean her teaching? I was about to say, she's not in kindergarten. I know she looks young, but yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it'd be like in Pokemon when they have, like, the preschools and they're hanging out and they're learning about Pokemon. That would be cool.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we have a shot of what Tai Chi's doing. He's in a basket carried by Honey Beemon, which is kind of adorable. These are Veemon with the Digimental of Knowledge. And we find out that these are friends of Tentomon. This is kind of nice that we have him just being transported by these Honey Beemon in a basket. Like, I do like this. Koshiro says that he's found a lot of information, so he'll be departing from the big tree at some point soon. And I'm just like, he says he's got a lot of information, but he doesn't really tell us much that we didn't already know or didn't already assume. Yeah, I'm going to have an episode. I have knowledge. I've successfully extracted the knowledge, and then I'm going to activate my crest of knowledge. I don't know. Oh, it's going to be Genii.
Oh, no. Please don't.
I'm honestly happy with Genii just being, like...
But we have Koshiro!
Yeah, we've got, like... Or, like, a Google Assistant. But anyway, so I should be careful saying that, because I don't want all of the Google Assistants in my house to just jump up and saying, "Hi, do you need help?" No, I don't. Go away. I mean, usually, yes, I do, but no, not now. Anyway, so, yep. Please, do not say that. She will hear you. Anyway, so suddenly there's a giant plot storm with an Algomon eye at the eye of the storm or something. I don't know. I've been playing Ni No Kuni and then there was a literal eye of the storm. So I'm just sitting here going, that's a literal eye of the storm because I consume media. But then again, Ni No Kuni, Studio Ghibli. Yeah, it's good. Mm. And it's also Studio Ghibli. This show, Studio Ghibli. They just love Studio Ghibli. Anyway, I had to make a Ghibli reference because we didn't exactly do Vore and we didn't. Oh, I guess we kind of did a
they
bit
were
of Evangelion.
Inside of Algumon, like, the whole time.
We did. We had a little bit of Eva and a little bit of Vore as a treat. It's fine. Anyway, so Taichi and Agumon wake up in a terrifying area with lots of Algumon-looking eyes, and a bunch of baby Algumon show up, and then Taichi remembers having the first few episodes existing, and he just remembers fighting them, and it's kind of like, we get, like, flashbacks, Algumon, I like that. But what if that's exactly what they're going with, and, like, Algumon is... Like, what if Algumon's just annoyed because, like, we're polluting the atmosphere or something? And it's just an inconvenient digitruth or something. Please be Mimi's grandfather. Because if the creator is, like, some tech person, please. I don't know. I'm still, like, team Mimi's grandfather's a big bad. And that would explain why we have so much, like, Mimi character in this show if Mimi's grandfather turns out to be the bad guy. Because, yeah. Which, I'm fine with that. Like, if you have to give one of the original kids, like, a character, I'm glad that it's Mimi. But to be fair, she's my favourite. It's, like, I'm not sure, definitely. Like, Hikari and Mimi can have a bit of character. But, like, I'm not sure if y'all... I mean, I think Quinn might have, but I guess the collective y'all is people who are listening, but I made a tweet on the Lost in Translation on Twitter account, which is the Digimon fandom equivalent of Friend of Dorothy should be fan of Rosemon, and that's because I don't think I've ever met, like, someone who is a fan of Rosemon who isn't, like, LGBTQ or in some way or some form. Yeah, I guess Friend of Tentomon works. Yeah, there are a lot of Friend of Digimon... Yeah. Oh, yeah. Most of the time, yes. I totally agree. But, yeah. But, anyway, so, yeah, we got distracted talking about Mimi. That checks out for a podcast. So, yeah. And Mimi wasn't even in this episode, which is honestly offensive. I mean, intro and ending, I guess. But, anyway. So, they wake up, and we have Taichi remembering fighting the Algumon, and then we kind of get some flashbacks, and, like... I mean, the animation this episode's not terrible, but when you see the flashbacks of, like, the first few episodes, which look really good, it kind of makes the episode look weird. Like, it just jumping between... Every time we have flashbacks to a previous episode. Yeah. Which, it feels very unnecessary. Like, I feel like a lot of this episode could happen in the background of someone else's episode. Like, it just feels like... But to be fair, I think a lot of episodes in this season could be smooshed down into, like... a half episode. And a lot of them are Taichi episodes. It's just the Mimi episodes. That's my bridge series. Just when Mimi talks. When Mimi's relevant. Mimi forever. But anyway, so the Algumon starts saying hello, and it's very Kuramon-esque from the Digimon movie, where they just sort of say hello and asobu. So that happens. And then they say Taichi's name after they evolve to adults, and then one of them evolves onward to the big Algumon, and then, like, T-poses for dominance, which is kind of, like, a thing that Digimon just do in this season once they reach their, like, their big form. Like, they're like, here, I am T-pose now. And it's just, it's constant. Like, we had Millenniummon do it, we had Omegamon do it. It just sort of, I think more Greymon did it at some point. I think probably. They just all do it. They just do it. It just happens. Yeah. I'm T-posing right now. It's okay. It happens when you're sleep-deprived. Algumon refers to Taichi as a chosen child and then introduces himself as Algumon. I really would like to do a control F of my notes just to see how many times I have said the word Algumon in this, because it's like every second word is Algumon. So, like, we get, like, Algumon extra mode here because he is, like, such, like, we get, like, Bishonen Algumon, like, I don't think it's right for me to be, like, somewhat attracted to this Algumon, because he's just got, like, yeah, like, he gives us, like, he's got, like, the sexy bad guy face, and I'm just like, yeah, Algumon. It's just, what a move. Well, Galgumon, where Garurumon? I shouldn't just go through the, I'm not doing this now. I'm not going through every single Digimon. Yeah, which is a lot. I feel like, I don't know. Anyway, I like Algumon, is my point. I like his design. I'm very much here for him. I like his, like, extra look. He's so extra. I kind of adore him. He's so cool. Yeah. Like, I kind of wish that he was the big bad, because I just really like his design. Yeah. A little bigger Algumon as a treat. But anyway, so Algamon remembers the battles with Tai Chi and then says he was created to execute a mission and their meeting is the will of the creator. And I'm just sitting here going, please be Mimi's grandfather. That would make sense and also be good. That would be a good thing. Like, yeah, absolutely. And it's just, and it would be like, I mean, what character who is a family member has got the most amount of character? It's not Tai Chi's mum, it's Mimi's grandfather. We've had entire episode where Mimi is just quoting her grandfather.
What?
No, it's just, or it, no, it's Tai Chi, or it's Vitamer Tai Chi, and Vitamer Tai Chi is really, no, it's Vitamer Tai Chi, and he's really annoyed that this is how the franchise went. Like, he's been there since the start, and he's just kind of like, come on, we're a V-Pet franchise, please. What are we doing with this sexy Digimon Algomon? What is happening here?
But Vitamer Tai Chi, you made the sexy Algomon.
Well, that is point. Okay, that's the point. Oh, if this turns out to be just like Maki is the big bad and like that's where Maki went, that not only fixes Try, but it probably fixes this show too. And it's just like the whole time it was just Maki has gained the planeswalking ability and is just here to just kill the kids as like children. Like, it just, please. Or it's just Vamdemon, again, the same Vamdemon, the one from Adventure. He's really salty. He's just really trying to kill these kids, so he went to a different universe. Like, are these kids, I don't think these kids are Generation Z, I think they're the generation after Gen Z, right? Because, like, I think it's Generation Alpha, but I'm not 100%. Yeah, I mean, we used to be Generation Y, but then, like, I don't know, 5 years ago, we were just suddenly millennials. Like, I was on Discord the other day, and I was, like, saying Gen Y, and someone was literally confused about what Gen Y was, because they'd never heard it. I'm like, no, we were originally Generation Y. Yeah, millennials are, like, I am the youngest, like, I think, like the 2 years younger than me, and that's, like, the youngest millennial, but I'm one of the youngest millennials. I'm 28. Like, yeah, the youngest millennials are mid-20s. Like, we are adults, also. Anyway. So that was the generation discussion portion of the podcast. But we'll go back to the synopsis. So yeah, because we still need to work when we're 50. We can't afford just to buy a massive car. We're still trying to work anyway. So then yeah, I just really want Mimi's grandfather to be the big bad. So we get Tai Chi getting kidnapped by the Algamon tentacles, which is definitely a thing, and it's definitely just becoming more and more, like, totally spies in, like, the weird way.
Mm.
Which is just, like, I'm trying to make this a kid-friendly podcast, but the show is not. Like, this show is being, like, yeah, as I said, Totally Spies was all about, like, doing some weird roulette and self-discovery. I don't know. Anyway, off that topic. So we have there's a podcast about Totally. I got to listen to it. I feel like a lot of Totally Spies is just in my brain so far But anyway, so so we have a bunch of Tai Chi clones show up, and I was kind of like semi expecting them to be like putting in a nice little cute Easter egg where we get like, far off in the background, we get Tai Chi's original 1999 adventure design, and then we get, like, another one being his V-Tamer design, which is, like, kind of the same, but he has a cape. That would be kind of cool.
That would be nice.
But, no, he wears the goggles, but he gives a story to the goggles, because they're, like, his grandfather was, like, a plane person, or a pilot or something, that's what they're called. But a plane person. Yeah, I was going to say an aviator, but, like, I mean, I guess that works. But anyway, so I kind of wanted it to be a nice little Easter egg. Like, don't even pull attention to this Easter egg, but just kind of have, like, original Tai Chi design hanging out in the background. That would have just got me. That would have just made me love this episode on the basis of just having that Easter egg there. Like, or any of the ways that we've seen Tai Chi dress before. Like, just, like, small background ones. Like, can we just, or, like, yeah, any, like, Tai Chi from the, like, where he's wearing an identical shirt, but it's slightly different in our war game. Like, just do some sort of, like, small things, but I don't know, they're just all the same Tai Chi, except some of them have different personalities for some reason. Yeah. Agumon rescues one, but it explodes, and Agumon reveals that the fakes explode, and this is a test, and that Agumon has to rescue the real one, and if he doesn't find the right one soon, Tai Chi's pulse will stop, which is fairly threatening. Like, I'm on board for this actual threat. Like, it seems nice.
Hmm.
Which, like, I'm always a fan of that. Which sounds terrible out of context. I am here for the killing of children. Like, please do not quote me completely out of context. That sounds terrible. But in terms of the show, I do like when they decide that characters should actually put the tiny children who can't fire rockets. Yeah. Also, it makes the stakes a little bit higher. Like, a lot of the shows have, like, the children just standing there and the Digimon just sort of just fight the other Digimon. They don't really seem to turn and try to kill the kids, but I always respect when the show actually does. And it does that. Like, it's basically saying that Tai Chi will die. Yep. Mm. Yeah, which again feels like we're getting another Digimon prophecy, which we're not getting until we get it. Sounds like Digimon.
We've had a prophecy already.
Like Atmon? That was good. When Atmon was like, hey, all these plot convenient things happened because they were like, it was part of the plan. And I was just sitting there going, oh my gosh, everything that I could actually, like, the minor things that I complained about, oh my gosh, they were actually on purpose. Ha. Huh. Oh, and I guess we're on to the Atmon discussion portion of the podcast. Atmon's good. Watch Atmon. I love Atmon.
One day.
So, watch it, cowards, because Atmon's so good, which is great because I didn't think it was going to be. Anyway. Onto this show that's not Atmon. So Agumon decides to cut them all down and he keeps finding fakes. And for some reason, I kind of am reminded when in the original adventure we had Tai Chi had to open like the gate to the human world and he had to choose which card and he chose Agumon because it was his favourite. And I mean, like, I know it's not that similar, but I just remembered this here.
Hmm.
Yeah. And I have, like, a slight complaint about that, but I'm going to say it in low lights. So, yeah, we have Agumon keeps finding fakes when he's trying to cut them down, and I don't know why we're not getting any evolutions from Agumon at the moment. I think it's, like, the show said, like, it wants us to think that you have to be holding the Digivice to get them to evolve, but I'm fairly certain that they've not held the Digivice and had an evolution before. Oh, maybe I'm misremembering, but it feels weird. Yeah, it feels kind of like, Why can't he evolve? But anyway, so we get some more flashbacks and Agumon wonders what Tai Chi would do and then he gets powered up by his optimism and courage and he kind of goes like, I'm not sure if y'all have seen Savers, but like Agumon in Savers has kind of like this power-up mode where I think it's called like Agumon Burst Mode and he just kind of bursts and explodes all the fake Tai Chis and he reveals what the real one was actually in the back the entire time against a rock. So all the ones he was looking at were the fakes, not the one in the back. The one in the back with, you know, hanging out in the rock being actually held by an Agumon adult. Agumon was just looking at the ones in the front, which feels really strange that he didn't say, hey, what about the one in the back attached to the rock, the one by himself attached to the rock? No one else is attached to the rock. Yeah, like, I mean, I would have just killed some of them just for fun. But maybe Agumon was also doing that. Yeah, like, I mean, maybe he loves Tai Chi too much to do that, but, like, I feel like you could probably baby flame a little bit and not hurt him. But anyway, he finds the real Tai Chi and Agumon frees him, and then Tai Chi's crest glows, but we don't actually get him having the crest on the Digivice because we have to have more of him showing up in other people's episodes, apparently. And then we have Agumon evolving to Greymon in a big dumb animation sequence that looks weird, and then he fights the three Agumon adult levels. Then Greymon evolves to Metal Greymon, and then up to Ultras mode. It's still really weird that we get those big dumb animation sequences. I feel like they just, even when we're not getting other Digimon evolving, I feel like they just look kind of weird because, yeah. But that's the thing, in like the first episode where we got Greymon, Agumon evolved to Greymon in like this really cool evolution sequence where he attacked midway. That was so cool because it should be, because they're just stretching open. Like it just shouldn't be this magic like takeaway thing. No, I like the idea of her coming out of the flower on the top of her head. Like, I really do like that.
Yeah, like, Togemon Corp should be in the background for the full fight.
It should, but that's so disturbing, but it'd be cool. I don't think they're going to do that, would ever do that, though. Oh, no, no, stop giving them ideas to do Ava! We're not doing any more Ava! My gosh. Yeah, no. I think they're done with Ava, but then again, I always say that, and then they end up doing more Ava. They keep on getting more Ava, and I didn't know that was possible. Yeah, it was pretty, but not as Ava as the episode where we just did Evangelion, where, like, it was, for some points, shot for shot, just, this is the end of Evangelion now. Anyway, so Metal Greymon then evolves to War Greymon, and I don't know, I feel like this episode would have been a much better War Greymon debut, because it's kind of weird we're only having Taichi and Agumon sort of have their crest power now, and we've already had him unlock Blitz Greymon and War Greymon, so it feels kind of like... Or, alternatively, this could have been a Blitz Greymon introduction, like, debut episode, instead of, like, him stealing the Koshiro episode. Yeah. Anyway, so after the fight, Taichi demands answers from Algamon, and Algamon says he just wants to observe their partnership, and then Taichi asks who created him, and Algamon says the one who created him will make a move soon, and I'm just, please be Mimi's grandfather. Please. Please. Yeah. Ears disappears. Yeah. Like, why you be like this, Algamon? So anyway, Algamon kind of like, he... sort of I Dream of Genies them away. Like, he just sort of, like, instead of crossing his arms, he puts his hand together and just, like, nods, and they just disappear. And they are back where they started. Da-da-da. Actually, is that the song? I think it is. I think it's like, da-da-da-da. No, that's Bewitched, where she wriggles the nose. I Dream of Genie is the one where where she crosses her arms and goes, ding! Like, she crosses her arms, nods.
I've seen neither of these shows. This is great content.
And I think they're, like, also 30 years before my time, too. They are very old shows. Yeah, obviously, like, most certainly. Like, I remember watching reruns. That and I Love Lucy and all those sort of shows that were just sort of on reruns that are classics. But anyway, he does an I Dream of Genie, or at least something that reminds me of I Dream of Genie. And then Taichi contacts Koshiro to inform him, and Koshiro realizes that everything started when the event happens at the start of the show. And I'm just like, you're just... this crest of knowledge, well done, kind of caught on a bit too late, but whatever, it's fine, crest of knowledge, huh, crest of Captain Obvious, so, yeah, what a mood though. So, yeah, we have Yamato contacting Taichi too, so we know that Yamato is also a character, and my favourite part in the episode is just, like, when we have Yamato talking, we have, like, Gabumon and Gazimon just, like, playing with rocks in the background, and Gabumon looks, like, so fat and chibi, is just sort of, like, hunched over this rock, and it's just, it's so cute. It's, I love it. Well, yeah, it's very much a mood. Like, he's just like, this is my rock, and there's another Gazimon he's sitting with, this is also my rock, I love it. I don't know, there's some, I would like a spin-off where it's just those two hanging out, playing with their rocks. It's like their pet rocks, I don't know. They're building Gotsumon, because has Gotsumon showed up in this season yet? I don't think so, and he has shown up in every other season except for Atmon. There needs to be Gotsumon. I don't remember him showing up, but has he showed up? I don't think he has, and that is sad. Anyway, so Taichi's arrow is still... this is the Digi-Jail. Colon is the Digi-Jail, 100%. But so Taichi's arrow is still pointing to someone, and I guess this is whoever we're focusing on next time, because he keeps on doing that. We don't have him glowing with his crest yet, which is weird. And then we have Algamon seen consulting with the giant ball with an eye. That's a thing. And then the episode ends, we get the K-pop song, which, like, I'm not, like, a huge fan of the song, but my gosh, is it an earworm. It was stuck in my head, like, 2 hours after watching this episode. Which is just, like, that's the part that... No, don't sing it, it'll be stuck in my head again. No. And then we get the Digimon Encyclopedia. We're learning about Wisemon, and he appears in any book at any time. And then Koshiro says something that just... it just is big brain, galaxy brain energy. And he wonders if Wisemon can appear in ebooks too in this day and age. And I'm just like, that is... I've never thought about that, but that is the best thing I've ever heard. So, and next time, it's an egg.
Yay!
Like, I guess we've run out of characters to focus on. See, I was just going to say, still has more of a character than half the cast, but your one's way better. Alright, so now that we're done discussing the synopsis, let's discuss the discussion points. What were our highlights this week?
Very.
Yeah, I like Algomon. That was my highlight. Yeah, it was. It wasn't really a Tai Chi episode, it was an Algomon episode. Yeah, which is nice, because I feel like the characters in Digimon, who are the Digimon, should also have characters. Like, that doesn't really happen often in the Digimon series. Like, we've got... Tamers does a really good job of giving the characters of the Digimon characters, and... Yeah, and Atmon does too. Like, Atmon also have the Atmon partners sort of having characters, which is nice. Like, they're all... You can kind of say that they've got characters, but I feel like it would be nice to have more of a focus on the Digimon, especially because the start of this show almost had us think that the evolutions were because of the Digimon's emotions as well as the humans, and now we're kind of not having much about the characters of the Digimon. But anyway, so it was nice seeing a focus being on the Digimon, but I don't really have many highlights though. It happened. Like, it's definitely an episode that definitely happened, and that's what I can say. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I also know what you've... Like, I was also... Like, I kept on looking at my notes and was, like, planning the podcast, and I was like, wait, I should be paying attention to the episode. and it kept on happening, so I don't think that was because you were sleepless in Seattle, or I don't think it was primarily because you were sleepless in Seattle. I think that, like, the episode wasn't that gripping. Mm. But, I mean, it was still fine, but it was, like, it didn't grab me much. We just had... It was better than I thought it would be, considering how many Tai Chis we had. Like, we had basically an Into the Tai Chi verse, but it was just an Algumon focus, which is fine. I'm happy with that. Yeah, that too. Mm. Like, I'm glad they were just, like, bombs instead. I was just worried, like, if we make them all explode, wouldn't that also hurt the real Tai Chi? And then I was like, no, the real Tai Chi was in the back, attached to a rock, separated, and probably still in viewing of Algumon. I'm still kind of weirded out about that. Look up to the rock where the other Algomon is, you know, the one holding the Tai Chi. No one else is getting directly held. Oh, I thought we were when he was doing the flashbacks. Mm. Yeah, I thought we were doing that. Yeah, which means that, like, it's a lot better than it could have been. Yeah. Oh, any more highlights?
I could have sworn there was something, but I can't remember it now. Honeybeemon or whatever they're called was cool.
Oh, yeah, Honeybeemon showing up. I like how Tentomon has friends.
Yeah.
That's a nice little thing. That's a nice little factoid.
Tentomon has more friends than Yamato. Yeah, that's the crest of friendship.
And also probably more children than Tai Chi's mother, who has zero. Or so she thinks. Are we ready to move on to lowlights? Alright, so my main lowlight is something I sort of said I'd mention in my lowlight, so here I am mentioning it. So while I was writing my blog review, I couldn't really, like, pinpoint what made this episode feel off, but I was having a shower before the show, and as you do, and I was doing some shower thoughts, and, like, I realized that the reason I wasn't, like, so on board with this episode, despite, like, liking the fact we have Agumon and having a character and struggling, was that the struggle that Agumon had in this episode was rather reminiscent of his struggle after Tai Chi was vored. Like, when he was, thinking about what Tai Chi would do. And it would have kind of been nice if we got any references to that happening. So it could have been like, hey, look how he's grown. But I don't think it was, like, meant to be a reference to it. I think it just was them doing the same thing again. And that was, yeah.
Tai Chi.
Yeah, by looking up. Yeah, like, it felt kind of like, yeah.
It's like Tai Chi's only thing.
Yeah, like, he doesn't give up. That's his character. And I feel like Agumon's already had this Tai Chi wouldn't give up moment before. Like, and I feel like it's just this time we didn't get him dark evolving. We just had him panicking for about 30 seconds. And so I just feel like that's my main lowlight, and it really took a lot of positive away from this episode just because it just felt off. Any other lowlights? Does anyone else have anything?
This is just an episode of Pokemon. I'm going to share a screenshot.
Oh, yeah. You're right. That totally happened in... I'm going to tweet that, and I'll put it in the show notes. But that
this wasn't even the full episode of Pokemon, though. This was, like, 2 minutes of that episode.
Yeah, I think I remember that happening.
Digimon's just like, we'll do it for the full episode.
Yeah, and again, this episode should not have been one episode. It would have been a really nice, you know, part of an episode in the background while we had Koshiro doing some study or something. Yeah, like,
for those that obviously can't see this, I've just shared a screenshot of Pikachu being surrounded by tons of fake Ash Ketchums.
I know, and that's why I said I'm going to put it in the show notes, in the link dump. Yeah, yeah. So we'll put that in the link dump, but yeah, it's very much just like that.
It's just Pokemon. Yeah. Pokemon's not good, though. Ash has no character, and neither does Taichi.
And also, it's only going to be like a 2 minute thing in Pokemon, and it should have been a quick thing in this one.
Yeah.
Oh no, never. Taichi's never in danger. Yeah. Well, again, the actual one probably wasn't, but the fake ones don't have, like, I think he was just thinking to himself, because I don't think his mouth was moving, but also animation, what is it? No, I thought that was just quiet, and he was trying to be a telepathic link sort of thing, so that's why I kind of just felt, oh, we're just going to do telepathy. Like, he's going to just close his eyes, and he's going to hear, it's okay, Agumon, it'll be okay. Like, I don't know, that's how I felt. Will the real Taichi Yagami please stand up? But he couldn't, because he was attached to a rock. But no, the other ones weren't. I'm still, yeah. Any other lowlights?
I noticed something in the outro this week.
Oh yeah, what was it?
Spoilers.
Which spoilers?
We're going to get off Animon at some point.
Yeah, I think when we first had the ending song, I mentioned that we get off Animon and Seraphimon.
I sometimes zone out. I'm sorry.
That's fair. It happens.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and they were in the Digivice as well, the Colin Digivice. But was a spoiler that hasn't shown up, but a spoiler revolution that hasn't shown up but will.
Mm.
But, yeah. And I think it was nice to talk to Austin last week because Austin also knew what I was talking about and also was filled with dread. So that's a thing. But anyway, any other lowlights?
The second half of the episode was just mostly Digivolutions.
Yeah, which because we don't we get the whole animation sequence. We don't get like some sort of dynamic one where he just evolves in the back, like while we can see him. I don't know why we have to go to the evolution space every time he evolves. Mm. Yeah, that's sad though.
It is.
But oh well. Anyway, so can we move on to favourite characters?
Yeah.
Okie dokie. Surprising no one, my favourite character this week was Algomon. I like this. Woo! Also, I'm also on board with Algomon being Mimi's grandfather's partner because, like, kind of is like a plant, and Mimi's Digimon is a plant.
Hmm.
So that could work thematically. I don't know. I feel like I'd like that. Yeah, my OTP is Mimi's grandfather and Algomon. They're my OTP. I will now commence in writing my slash fiction, that's what it's called. Don't know why I had to dig deep into, like, my memories for that, but I did. But that's my OTP. OTP, Algomon and Mimi's grandfather. That happens. But no, not that kind of partner. So that was the thing. So, Evie, who was your favourite character this week?
Garbagemon. He was on screen.
Was just like... Yeah, he was on the screen. Yeah, okay, that's fair. Is that, like... Is this Evie's equivalent of, like, a donkey vote in the favourite characters? Which I think we've all had one of. I like that. I think we've all chosen Garbamon now, because I think the Garbamon episode, I chose Garbamon, Quinn chose Garbamon, and Evie chose Koshiro, but now we have all chosen Garbamon at some point, and that makes me happy. This knowledge brings me joy.
I don't think he said anything, but he was there.
He was there, and I remember that episode was good. I liked that episode. I liked that episode a lot. Quinn, who was your favourite? What a
yes!
mood!
That's so good!
Killing Taichi.
Fake Taichi.
Killing Taichi. Yeah. And for our ratings, I gave this episode a 2. It would have been more if just, like, the second half of the episode didn't kind of feel off, and then Agumon's struggle being something we've sort of seen before, and this felt kind of weird, And also the fact that Tai Chi was actually there the entire time, but looking completely different, it just kind of weirds me out. So I gave it a 2, but it's still a fine episode. But so it's an okay 2, but it's still not. I still didn't enjoy this episode as much as I could have, and I have a few complaints about it, which I mentioned.
Hmm.
But yeah, so 2 out of 5. So Evie, what was your rating?
I'm gonna give it a 1.5.
That's fair. And Quinn. So, but still fairly, we're all, like, fairly, yeah. That means it gives bored. This episode a, yeah, like, it gave it overall a 6, which means it's the same as episode 47, which was The Villains of the Wastelands, which I feel this episode was a little bit better than The Villains of the Wasteland, because that episode was just, like, the Tai Chi episode, but it just was worse. Mm. It felt worse. So if we put that in just above episode 47, that means that this episode is in 50th place, which is not a place you want to put episode 57, because that means it's pretty much at the bottom, because that's how rankings work. In terms of my own ranking, I put it in 48th place, which is between episode 19, Hal Juokan, and episode 48, The Attack of Mugendramon. So, yeah, it's in the bottom sort of area for me. Evie, where are we putting this episode?
It goes third from bottom.
Third from bottom, so above episode 30 and 49?
Yes.
Okie dokie, I am slotting that in. So, that is 55th place in Evie's ranking. And Quinn, where are we putting it? Okie dokie, I will now try to find that. So episode 48 and 3, you say? Okie dokie, that is in 37th place. So just like the lower middle, I would call that. Which is, yeah, that's an okay place for it. So overall, we didn't really seem to like that episode particularly. Like, we thought it definitely happened. I think that's a good agreement that it happened.
I think if Tai Chi's your favourite character, you'll love this episode. Tai Chi's definitely not our favourite character.
No. I mean, the thing is, he could be. Like, at the start of the season, he very much could have become my favourite character. Mm. He had a lot of potential, but he kind of lost that when he was always there.
Just all the fake Tai Chi's were more interesting than actual Tai Chi.
I want, like, the aggressive, like, Tai Chi. He's more like the super sweet Tai Chi. Or the one that was in tears? Like, all of those Tai Chi had more character. Hey, Agumon, just go for the one without a personality. There we are. That's my Tai Chi, the one without a character. Anyway, so before we move on to the comments on YouTube, do we have any further comments about this episode other than Boo Tai Chi, which I feel like is always our miscellaneous thoughts for the episode, is Boo Tai Chi. Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'd like to travel so much? By basket with bees.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Like, there were some nice shots in this episode, but overall, unfortunately, it was still a Tai Chi episode, which doesn't mean it has to be bad. Like, episode 9 was a Tai Chi episode and was pretty good. It had Ogumon in it, but that was good. Any other miscellaneous thoughts? Nope. Okie dokie. So, YouTube comments. First up, we have Alf Marigi, who says that they really appreciated the show showing them the normal Megas couldn't do damage to the ghost Zabumon. And yeah, I totally agree. Like, I did appreciate that, because it made it seem like, hey, this is why there's a struggle. They're struggling with their current Megas because the attacks go straight through. So that's why we have a need for the other Mega. Like, I totally agree there. You need the ghost type. Or like a dark type. And then Afmarigi says that they know it's such a small detail, but it should be the standard, and yeah, totally agree. They say that they're approaching Atmon episode 40, and it has been doing a terrible job at it lately. They get Atmon's mechanics are more complicated, but using your weaker transformation because your stronger transformation has a time limit isn't rocket surgery. And like, I think I need to rewatch Atmon. Like, I don't remember what was sort of happening in episode 40. I remember liking the transformation, like, sort of having a time limit. I think I like that mechanic, but I can't remember much else about it. But I remember liking it. Next, we have Little Red Riding Hood, who says that Gazumon has been a Digimon that always creeped them out, and it's probably because of their original debut in Adventure being kind of spooky. They've always they've always sent a Digimon. It's always been a Digimon that they've struggled to like. But the background Gazimon are so cute in this episode, and now they kind of love them. That makes me happy. That is the character growth that I like. People liking Gazimon now. I like that. So, and they were very adorable. But they also had their ears down in a very cute way. So that might be why. Next, they say, for all its faults, a huge strength of the season has been the willingness to include many different kinds of Digimon. Totally agree. I love how we get, all of these super old Digimon that have been around since the start, but we've barely seen, and we're also getting the super new Digimon who have just debuted, like, this year. I kind of adore that. And then they say that since we're all talking about Frontier, it reminds them they'd need to go back and finish it. They started watching it for the first time months ago after doing a full rewatch of the first three seasons, but they kind of fell out of it. The world building in Frontier is interesting, but they're not a huge fan of most of the characters, and I know in advance the characters they do like are going to be sidelined, and this show treats the female characters so incredibly poorly, and yes, totally agree. And but yeah, it's all, definitely finish rewatching it. Hey, I think that, like, I feel like Plotmon was a girl, right? Yes, Plotmon. Yeah, because of Animon, but she was barely around. And Bokemon is a daddy mummy, so counts a little bit. But yeah, mostly, yep, not a lot of love there. But anyway, last up we have TGS, who says that a highlight for them was Yamato's Gabumon being the Crest Gurumon in the past. They agree with the Digimon being a reincarnation of old warriors, who the chosen children are helping regain their mega forms, had been used way more, and it's their favourite idea for Digimon and their partners. Totally agree. I do love the fact that they're sort of revisiting, hey, all of these Digimon partners used to be like legendary heroes. I kind of dig that. Then they say that they could have had ideas like in the past, like Barbamon had been a student under Rosemon, or Ogamon having been a Titanmon who was rivals with Lord Greymon, or Vikemon having been the ruler of a hot springs, etc. And that would help tie in the Digimon growths and also have regained their megas. Totally agree. If like, oh, absolutely. And like I didn't really think about it, but then, but yeah, like tying in like all these like character, quote unquote character episodes with them actually being important to the Digimon's previous life. That would have been such a nice little thing. Like, yeah, Vikemon owns an onsen. That'd have been cute. Or Rosemon taught Barbamon. Or in fact, because Barbamon is a Rosemon that was cursed, have the Barbamon be like Rosemon's sister or friend or something, and they went to school together. Or have, I don't know, like that could have been really cool. Like, have something there. Yeah, they didn't. But they only did when it comes to, like, I guess, Yamato. Which, I guess, it's nice that they did it at least once. But it would have been nice if they did it more. Alright, everyone. So thanks for joining us for this week's episode. You can join us next time for episode 58, Hikari, New Life. So how do we predict that Taichi's going to show up in this episode? Oh, he will. He'll be in the basket. Or the basket will crash land or something. Oh, no. Oh, we even know how, like, if that's not, if Taichi isn't in this episode, I'm going to be so, like, happy and surprised, because, like, I mean, that's so annoying. Why? Because people should, while he's kidnapped, they should all just have their adventures. Like, I wish that would happen, but no. Yeah. Do we think we're going to get an evolution this time? Well, next time, rather. Yeah. But also, we've got, The Digimon Encyclopedia is an egg, like a Digitama, so I guess we're learning about Primary Village in the next episode, but it's not Ophanimon, which is kind of weird that if it was an Ophanimon debut, we might have Ophanimon, because most of the time we do. Ponchomon we have not had a Digimon Encyclopedia for, and that's why it was a surprise, because, yeah, please. Please, give us some, what Nefertimon can look after the Digitama, or... Hang on, I don't think, because I was going to say she could evolve to Swanmon, because Swanmon in Frontier looked after the Frontier things, but I don't think she's Tailmon. Hang on, I'll just have to check. No, she is Tailmon! Swanmon is Tailmon with the Digimental of Love. So, because we had Swanmon hanging out with the eggs in Frontier, I mean, I don't think this is going to happen, because this seems like a little bit too much of a stretch, and I don't feel like we have time to do this evolution and then do Ophanimon, but it would be kind of cool if we have Hikari looking after Digitama and then Tailmon evolves to Swanmon in the episode to look after the Digitama, because we're just doing Frontier again. And then in Frontier, which this is a prequel series to, Swanmon that hangs out in the Village of Beginnings is Tailmon's Tailmon. Sorry, is Hikari's Tailmon, please. That's not going to happen, but it would be really cool if it did. But that's okay, that's my prediction. It's not happening, but that's my prediction. Swanmon. I think I played the sequel to Final Fantasy X. I played one on the DS, and I'm not sure if that was Final Fantasy X. You had me at Airship, because that was, like, the majority of that. Oh, okay. I played Revenant Wings, I think it was called, but I don't know which one. Yeah, I have, like, I like that. I really like that. I should play that. I haven't played that much Final Fantasy. I played, like, Final Fantasy Tactics and Revenant Wings, and I watched Advent Children, and that's my Final Fantasy. Yeah. Yeah, but that's all I've had access to. Anyway, any other predictions for Hikari New Life? I'm still sitting here going, please, Swanmon. I don't think it's going to happen, but I'm just going to, like, manifest Swanmon. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, like, all the curveball evolutions have been really nice. Like, even though I kind of assumed that Pegasus Mon was showing up because of the Digivice colon, I was still good. Also, Ponchomon showing up wasn't on the Digivice, and that was great. Even though it was kind of spoiled to me, that was great. That was just it was just such a surprise. Yeah. And so was Pegasusmon, actually.
I reckon we could get Nefertimon.
Yeah, Nefertimon works too, but if we got Swan, like, the only reason I'm saying Swanmon is because of the Digi-Eggs. Like, let's be real. Like, otherwise Nefertimon, 100%. Well, we keep on doing Frontier a little bit. Okay, but you know how people are, like, I'm not sure if you've seen it, but people are saying the Atogumi, which is, like, whatever's happening after Colin, we don't know what it is yet still. What people are saying that it's 02. I am hoping, it'd be cool, but I am now hoping that Atogumi is just a Frontier reboot. And and that means that Colin is a prequel to Frontier, please. Or something along those lines. I don't know, just tying it to Frontier. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like, I don't know, I just want Frontier, like, Frontier has so many ideas, and I've said it a lot. I feel like that's probably one of the seasons that's most deserving in a reboot, because they could do Frontier, but do it well. Like, Frontier has so much potential. It could be the best, but it's not. It has a lot of issues. So if we reboot Frontier. Anyway, we're getting kind of off the topic. Do we have any other predictions? No more predictions? Oh, yes, same. I hope that it's a happy to be awake, though. Like, happy to be awake to talk about this episode, because I feel like that's happened, like, maybe twice for you. Like, I think it was Ponchomon was the last time you actually were like, I am happy to be awake. Which, same. But, we don't have any more predictions. We can, yes, find the link down the link description, and that's including the incredible comparison of Pikachu stressing out about there being too many ashes, while this episode was Agumon stressing out about too many Tai Chis. That definitely was a thing. So, yay, we have a link dump because we have a website. Oh, no. Anyway, so, yep, that's linked in the description because it's on our website. Yay, which is up. Yay. And so is our Redbubble. You can contact us and stay updated. You can email us at lostintranslation@gmail.com and send us spam. Or you can comment on this episode or message us on our website, lostintranslation.com. And you can also leave a comment on our YouTube video for this episode. Yay! You can also follow us at Translation on Twitter. And you can follow us on Lost in Translation on Tumblr, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And also, you can chat with us on the Lost in Translation Discord server, which is also linked in the description. We also have a discussion thread on With the Will and a red thread in the Digimon subreddit. And we're going to pretend that I pronounced discussion without any G's, because I'm fairly certain my mouth pronounced a G at some point when I said that word. And I was like, that is definitely not how I pronounce that, but I'm going to roll with it. Anyway, so we would appreciate it if you would review us on any podcast catcher that you use. And that's because apparently ratings help out the podcast, so, and also we get to read them out, and that makes me feel happy, and I don't think we've had one for like a year. So if you haven't left a review, please do so, and if I find it, I'll read it out. If I don't find it, please tell me so I can find it. So yep, that's a thing. So you can also donate to the Patreon, and that's linked in the description, from as little as $1 a month, and that gets you access to a listener. Not a listener Discord server, that one's public, but listener Patreon-only areas of the Discord server, because even though it says here, access to the Patreon-only areas of our Discord server, my brain is still auto-completing to which gets you access to the server, but that's not right. It gets you access to our Patreon-only areas. I am sleepy, please do the forgiveness. And there are high... mood. And any other podcast, I am now reading just three lines ahead. All right. But there are higher levels, more rewards. It's just early, okay, I've just lost it. Just check out the Patreon. There's things there. And thank you to our current supporters on Patreon. Joe, Stephen Rees, who's 164, an archive of our own. Kaidawashi, Chisai, who can follow on Twitter at Chisai2v6. Neobu, who says that you should follow Chisai on Twitter at Chisai2v6. Kyle, Lismet, who's a Lekmon on Tumblr. Nicholas, Mado Maimon. Sam, Anthony, Keith from Gone Will Hunting, a Hunter Hunter Rewatch podcast. Magnus, Lucas, JCmon05, Patrick, Jason, and Grey Tanuki. And I somehow managed to say that entire thing without fumbling over anything, so at least there's that. You can also make a one-off donation on PayPal, which we found in the description. It's paypal.me/edgemon. Or you can also donate to me on my Ko-fi account, ko-fi.com/airdra. So I managed to say most of that without mispronouncing it, still stuck on the discussion, which I'm pretty sure I said. But anyway, so thank you so much for listening, and of course, thank you to my lovely co-host for joining me. Quinn, where can we find you? Sleeping. And in the Discord server. Also sleeping. if we must. And Evie, where can we find you?
Over on the Moncast. Or on Twitter at Evie Petterman.
And so again, thank you so much for listening. And thank you to Evie and Quinn for joining me. And now I guess we'll all go to sleep except for Evie, who will probably go about her day.
I'm going to an arcade club.
That sounds fun. We're in lockdown again. But there'll be none of that. There'll just be work. But anyway, so thanks for listening and thanks for joining me. And we will see you on the next one. Bye.
Bye.